from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
11 seconds left. Bennett in the gun. Four-man rush. They flush him out. He's chased. Throws from the sideline into the end zone. Touchdown! Miller Forrestall has tied the game with 4 seconds left.
And that is how we start the Monday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Everybody back together again here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Look at this. The whole family back together.
So weird. It's been like a month since we've been in here together.
Yeah, thanks to you guys for putting out number one. I don't even know whether it was leave or vacation, but all I was getting was maternity leave guilt from you guys. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Not paternity, but maternity. So my dad busted my balls.
Oh, really?
Even more. Yeah.
Hey, you still got 2 weeks left. Don't listen. Take it.
Yeah, you're up to 10 weeks now?
Oh, I'm not hesitating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not hesitating to take it.
Absolutely.
It's being took.
Take your full 12 weeks. Do what you got to do.
And when was the baby? What day?
Baby born?
Yeah.
May 6th.
May 6th.
Wow, everything's on the 6th for you.
It is.
That's great.
We kind of like intentionally scheduled the C-section for that day just so we wouldn't have to remember more dates.
We did the same thing with my second one because he was my first is the 29th and my second was the 29th just for that very reason.
Yeah.
But you've got a full year to do it.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would.
Absolutely.
I may have another child just for that.
That's why I had it.
Kristen's pretty close to saying let's go there just so I can get the time off.
Yeah, you wouldn't take it.
I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man.
So I could take 6 weeks, but 4 weeks paid. So that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
4 weeks paid. Not taking the 6 weeks. Like maybe Chiafalo. I don't know what he ended up taking with 14 different kids. But we started up the show with the last second loss to the LA Rams. And I heard Brad and Babe driving in saying, you know, these preseason games are great. And then Brad followed up and said, yeah, they're always great. And I'm like, I know you guys are like there embedded, but this is not great. It's awful, and yesterday's game was awful.
Oh,
what are you talking about, Brad and Broadus? They're always great, and yeah, that was great.
So we're sitting there on the couch, and I get the kiddos there, and we're watching the Rangers-Yankees, and Sarah's like, God, this game is boring. And that was before the Rangers' big comeback. It was like 8-3 at the time. She said, this is brutal.
Oh, the Rangers won?
No.
Oh.
And then, like, fast forward like 3 hours later, she's like, God, this is brutal. This is boring. I was like, yeah, it's tough, man. It's preseason's tough watch because, I mean, you don't know the players, most of them. You know,
well, we do. We just came back from training camp.
We know them, but 99.9% of the people are like, what am I watching?
But I feel like you're usually at least watching, even the first preseason game, you're usually watching it and there's something more you can take out of this position group or these guys. This was painfully boring. This was like scratch your eyes out boring. I was texting you guys yesterday sitting in here watching it, and I was just like, there's so little here I feel like. Now, by the end of the game, it's like, I feel like, all right, I've got this, I've got these little context clues I can gather together, I can find some stuff.
Well, you don't have the tape yet to study Brock Hoffman.
Yeah, okay. I haven't grinded the tape yet, but man, I don't know that I need to see any more of the tape to see, once more, that man, number 19, is not an NFL quarterback.
All right, so let's start with Trey Lance, and sometimes I have Oxnard fear. I have Oxnard anxiety. And there was a safety years ago that really gave it to me. Who was the safety who we were hyping up when we didn't get Earl Thomas and had a phenomenal camp and was intercepting everything?
Xavier Woods.
I have Xavier Woods anxiety because we go out there for a week and a half and we're practiced 2-a-days and doing the show and talking to the players and talking to everyone. And then a game turns on. Broda said it about Marquise Bell. He doesn't ever notice Marquise Bell in practice, but he's always noticing Marquise Bell during a game. And I kind of had Trey Lance trepidation in saying, watch him come out here and freaking ball and make us all look stupid. I feel like what the Metroplex and everyone saw from Trey Lance yesterday was basically exactly what we said was happening in California.
Overthrows. Man, it's everything.
Bobby, who's that quarterback coach that you know?
Jeff Christensen.
Can someone get a memo to Jeff Christensen? Bring it down.
Yeah, bring it down.
What are the mechanics? What are the techniques? Lower it.
Yeah.
We're not throwing oops out here to Dwight Powell.
He needs a good shoulder injury to weaken his arm a little bit, right? That's just not like not a bad injury, just like a little tired arm. Just weaken that arm a little bit.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Maybe. I don't know what that is. That's the feeling, the numbness. No. Not like a bad injury, just a little bit of scar tissue in there, just to allow the arm not to be quite as strong, because everything is 38 feet over the other guy's head.
Dude. It is. The athleticism is obviously there. He's showing off the legs and running around, but you don't know what's going to happen or where that ball is going to go. That fourth down throw I thought was indicative of everything. Yeah. Fourth down, left side of the end zone, didn't even give the receiver a chance.
No, he literally, they say throw to like the pylon. No, he threw it beyond that. Like he threw to the back pylon. Like you could see, it takes you about 30 seconds to see exactly why Trey Lance was drafted in the top 5. And then it takes you another 30 seconds to realize why Trey Lance doesn't have a role in the NFL to this point.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's what you expected to see in terms of the positives you expect to see from him, they were on display. Like the ability to improvise and some of the scrambling ability and what he's able to do with his legs, it was all impressive. The only positives I think like you saw from him at all yesterday all had to do with his playmaking ability, his ability to extend the stuff that he can do with his legs. And that's why he's a guy who clearly has good athleticism. I think there are packages within this offense that you can run for him, but that's it. Like he is not a quarterback. He is a gadget player. That's the way that I look at Trey Lance, because nothing's on target. It's even when it's not high, it's off. It's behind guys. It's too far in front. And then the times yesterday when he put it on the money, Racy McMath or somebody was dropping it.
Don't look at the numbers. You may already be studying the box score. How many yards per pass?
I saw this.
4.2.
You looked.
No, I didn't.
4.6 on 25 of 41. I would not have thought it was that bad, though, at 4.6.
41 attempts to throw for less than 190 yards is, I mean, look, there's an element to, like, not, you know, pre-Amari Cooper Dak year where they would have, like, he went like 8-10 games without throwing for 200 yards. This is before Amari Cooper got there. There was an element, like, and then there's like, you know, back. This is honestly, quite frankly, this is what backup quarterbacks do. Backup quarterbacks come in and they're just check down guys.
So for all the Trey Lance fans in the offseason on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line, I want to see if you are willing to slam it on the brakes, like apparently you have to do at 5:30 in DFW traffic, which I haven't known for 15 years, and say, okay, Dak, go ahead and take your money. Up that check total, or Cooper Rush is the number 2 on this football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Team to start off.
Look, there's a little bit of I don't know. Maybe we'll call it Dak derangement syndrome. There's a little bit of that exists.
Where would you hear the original comment?
I just made that up. But there's a little bit of that exists because yesterday I had five separate tweets by the end of the game going in your face. See, you said Trey Lance sucked. I was like, okay, first off, I never said he sucked. I never used those words. Ultimately, that's what I'm describing, yeah. But that's not the words that he's. But there were a lot of people yesterday who came out of that game were like, see, this is why Trey Lance is, we got to grow this. Look at what this is. And you do forget, this is still like year four, year five, like this is year five for him.
And you may not still want to re-sign, no matter what Trey Lance does out there, you still don't want to re-sign Dak because you just don't believe he can get you far enough. But you at least have to admit right now,
yeah,
that Trey Lance is not the answer to replace him.
It's got nothing to do with Trey. Whatever, if you want to move on from Dak, fine. But that decision is completely separate from Trey Lance. Now, I'll tell you this. You're right. Cooper Rush is the two right now. I don't want to see Cooper Rush the rest of the preseason.
Nope.
I know what Cooper Rush has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I let Trey play. The one thing he doesn't have and he can't get once the regular season starts is reps.
Yeah.
Let him take all the snaps. That doesn't bother these games don't matter anyway. Let him play. Maybe he gets better.
A watered down preseason version of star up, star down from the Cowboys. 13-12 loss to the Rams yesterday on 105.3 The Fan. Roberto, what else stood out?
I thought there was a lot of criticism for him on social media I saw after the game. I don't think Mazi Smith played terribly when I saw him in there. I think that there was definitely some positives with your young rookies. Tyler Guyton only had his two series coming off of what they described as pneumonia.
Let's also add coming off of Jimmy Udoga and the injury. Kyle Yeomans did a nice job reporting yesterday after Udoga had the left foot put in a cast. Guyton's plan went from two quarters to one series. Just like that. Because there's Udoga. Maybe you're starting left tackle banged up. We can't have Guyton hurt either. So that altered things dramatically, according to Kyle.
And he came back in for he was in for the one series, was out then for the rest of the half, and then he comes back in to start the second half randomly when they were down some personnel where Guyton had to come step in. And saw him.
Secretly, not to be G-Bag 2.0. Good. Good. Whatever forces Guyton to go ahead and start on the left side out there to begin the year. Dak, hopefully that doesn't mean that you get murdered.
Guyton.
Well, because for me, it's like, Guyton may have more hiccups because he's obviously young and in first year, but I also think he has a much better chance of stopping, of not stopping, but putting a body in containing Miles too.
Yep.
Sure. The biggest issue for them, the biggest issue for a coach and staff a lot of times is going to be, all right, fine. It's nice that you're more talented naturally and you can get in the way more consistently. What I can't have, though, is on a cohesion unit, 10 different snaps during the game, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, because you make the mistake or two out there, and we are talking about Cooper Rush and Trey Lance.
It gets blown up. But Guyton, that second series he came in for, he's sucking wind. Like, he's hands on the hips. Just, you can tell he had not been his conditioning's not right now. But when he was out there, he didn't get embarrassed at all. The two different series he played, he looked good. Nyland, I thought, was really good on that opening drive. He had a couple different plays where you see the kind of stuff that the Cowboys talked about with him in run defense, where he locks into these defenders, he drives them down towards the ball, he's able to shed them, he's able to get off of the block and make the play. So I thought Nyland was really good in the run support. But Mazi is the one who, and funny enough, I think a lot of what people were seeing was Albert Huggins not playing very well at times when I saw some of the Mazi meltdowns on Twitter.
Who's Albert Huggins?
Albert Huggins is the defensive tackle they signed last week as a free agent who wears 68. And he has a little bit of the longer hair that Mazi had last year.
And he's following you on social media.
He's searching his name at the very least. I know that. But the Huggins was getting driven off the ball. And to be fair, he just walked into camp last week. He's going to need a little bit of time, but he's getting blown off the ball. And I think a lot of people saw that and saw 68, 58, thought it was Mazi. Mazi played well in the little bit that he was there. I think when I turn on the tape, Sean, I'm going to look at it, and I think he's going to grade out well. It's just he, like Mazi does, he gets run down a little bit. He's tired. He gets worked down really, really quickly, and that's a problem. He's got to work on his conditioning. He's got to be better prepared to do that on a more consistent basis.
YouTube and the Twitch is lit here with the 6 a.m. club. I love this research here and optimism from Ultra Cowboy. Aaron Rodgers' first preseason appearance, 0-5 opener, 2 of 6, 7 yards, sacked twice. So basically trying to say Trey Lance can still be Aaron Rodgers. We got Sean in here. We got a two-person combo, like the Facebook names. You know, when your wife's like, you're not having your own Facebook page. You're liking too many KG photos.
like Peyton's going to do to McKenzie eventually.
We got the combo on here. Good morning to Darth. Good morning to Wayne as well. Thank you for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. More star up, star down at 7 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. But did Jerry Jones apologize to CeeDee Lamb? Will this finally get the deal done? What Jerry said that made national news in the pregame on this radio station, and Rangers, Yankees, plus our final pedals to the medals with the Olympics and the closing ceremonies, all coming up with Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.